I'd like to share with you my favorite Shavuos Torah. A beautiful thought for Shavuos. In the beginning of Zayis HaBracha, we taught Hashem is Sinai Ba, Bizarach may say Erlava, Yafia may Harpara, and Vasem Rivavais Kaidesh. And the well known Rashi brings from Chazal that the Rabbanu Shalom offered the Torah to Esav and to Amoy and to Yishmael, and everyone said, no, thank you. They said, Maksim Bey, and everybody didn't like it. Yishmael didn't like Aneva, and Esav didn't like Ritzicha. Everyone refused it. Finally, Baruch Hashem, the Jews took it, otherwise they would have been stuck with Tzchaira without a buyer. So there are two, I think, well-known difficulties, Pashup Shat difficulties, with this var. Number one, we say, Atav Echartonu Mikolo Amim, God chose us from among the nations. Ashabah Habonu Mikolo Amim. Is that true? God didn't choose us. We chose God. God offered it to Esav, he offered it to Yishmael, he offered it to Amim, no one was interested. So what's Rabbi Yishmael saying? What are we saying? Ashabah Habonu Mikolo Amim. He chose us, for nothing on the Terasai. We chose the Rabbi Yishmael. What? But Shabbat ben Kham, the Nasalanus Terasai was he offered it to everybody. What? A charade? All right, I'm assuming this assumes that the words mean what they say. So if it was all baloney, okay. So then, he didn't have to, they have a Kabbal anyway. You have another kasha, but it's nothing to do with this. All right, I think it's a good kasha, what should I say? What? What about it? Okay. Look, the Jews said yes, and the Usos said no. Whatever other kasha you have, you have. I don't know, you guys are in a bad mood tonight. It's such a simple kasha. And the second kasha, maybe you like this one better. Okay? It says, Esav said no because of Leisiritzach, and Amai said no because of Leisinach, and Yishmael said no because of Leisignai. Those are the three that I brought. The problem is, all three are part of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Nayach. It has zero to do with whether they're Mekabel the Torah or not. They're Mechayim Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Nayach anyway. This is a good one. Okay, I got some of these that's covered. So what's going on? Like, there are 613 mitzvahs, and seven of them B'nai Nayach have, and punked, all three are from the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Nayach that they don't like. It doesn't help them have Mekabel the Torah. They have to do it anyway because the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Nayach. I understand, but it was on them anyway. They might as well be Mekabel Shadnez. If Shadnez doesn't bother them, so why don't they Mekabel the rest of them? This is the one that bothered them? They're Mekhoyim anyway. They're stuck with it anyway. These are two, I think they're relatively famous caches. Before I answer it, I want to tell you a vart from Rabbi Isaac Sher. A beautiful vart from Rabbi Isaac Sher on Kabbalah Satira. And it has to do with Parshas Yisrael Mishpatim. As you know, Yisrael is the Aseres HaDibris. And Mishpatim starts, Ve'eila Mishpatim, Ma'ilu Misinai, Afeilu Misinai. So you have Sinai, and then Ve'eila Mishpatim. Now the problem is that there's something in between. There are five psukim. The Aseres HaDibris ends at Maftir on Yisrael. Says the Dibris end at Maftir. Then there are five more psukim, and those five psukim have three mitzvahs that seem to be totally out of place and posh b'shat. In fact, it's interesting; they're nonsensical as far as where they are. It makes no sense. Mizbeach Adam Matas. If you make me a mizbeach Avana, loisim ne'asen gazes. If you make me a mizbeach, don't cut the stones with metal. What Mizbeach? We're Mizbeach. We never heard of a Mizbeach. The Mishkan is in Pashas Truma. It happened much later. The Pashas happened later. So what's what? He's saying, when you build a Mizbeach, don't cut the racks with stone. No, first tell me about building a Mizbeach, and then tell me don't break the racks with stone. And then, Lesala B'malesa Mizbechi, Vaitim Mizbeach. When you build a Mizbeach, you have to have a ramp, not steps. Okay, it's a mitzvah in the Torah, but what's it doing here? Why does it belong between Har Sinai and Ve'eila Mishpatim? And the third one, It's an iser, not a desire. It's an iser to make statues of iti, of the shamoshim, amisham shemimai b'morah. Not only make images of the heavenly bodies, of the sun, or the moon, or the stars, or of human beings, that Kadosh Baruch Hu in heaven appears sometimes in the kilu, in the image of a human being. And I'll make statues. The Gemara says, if for avodah zarah, I feel a shulshul katan. To make an avodah zarah, you can't make anything. The Gemara says, this is not talking about avodah zarah. This is not about statues. Is an issa leisasoniti? You're not allowed to make with me images like the Goyim make images. The stars, the heavens, these are all lalahei hagoyim. And that's what this is. So there are three aveiros here. Making statues, cutting stones from his bayach, and a ramp. What are they doing put here between Mount and Torah and the Eilat Mishpatim? They seems totally out of place. Now, truth is, it's the end of the parsha. You know, when I learned the parsha of Rashi, I barely ever get to the end. Usually you start being Mavisedra in the beginning. If you're like me, I don't get Rashis to the end usually. Actually, what I started doing a few years ago, after starting Rashis from the beginning, all the years, I started to start Rashis from the end. So now when I do some Rashi in the parasha, I started doing like Shvi to the end, Shishi to Shvi. It's much more interesting because there are a lot of things I don't remember. I think soon I'm going to start doing the middle. I'm not kidding, because I did begin at the end, I'll do the middle. So we don't really get to it, but... So Isaac Shesh has a Gevaldik Pshat. He says like this. He says, in Lekat Sichas Musa, he says, Klal Yisrael came to Kabbalah Satayim. This is a big production. I mean, this is the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the purpose of the Bria. They're counting 49 days, preparing for 3 days. They go to a mountain, tremendous images and then lightning and chayshech and ar. And Vayishom tells them Aseres HaDibros. So there was a certain sense of, I guess, a surprise that Aseres HaDibros, a lot of them, probably half of them, Sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach anyway. Anoche Hashem lekecha, leisasa lecha pesel. B'nei noyach also amukhiyiv in emun in Hashem. Also mukhiyiv in not having avodah zarah. Also mukhiyiv in leisinav and leisirtzav and leisignav, depending on what leisignav means. They're also mukhiyiv. Like the Rosh Hashanah picks 10 mitzvahs, brings them to Har Sinai, and then 5 or maybe 6 of them. The Gemara in Sanhedrin is subject of Gaim HaMitzov in keeping Shavuos, but what's going on here? This is a Kabbalah Satayra. So Moshe Rabbeinu explained to them the following: the Bnei Noach HaMechuyev, they have rules, they have mitzvahs, and we have rules. They're not allowed to pass a red light, okay? They're not allowed to park by a fire hydrant, except Mishmar night. Can't even find a fire hydrant in the neighborhood, but you're not past a red light. There's certain rules, things you're not allowed to do. There are rules. So you're a good citizen, you follow the rules. But in Noach have seven mitzvahs, they have rules they have to follow. Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, that's not the idea of Tayag mitzvahs. It's not 613 rules. These rules, when the Rebbe Shem is giving you the Torah at Har Sinai, they have to become the pnimius of the person, the mahus of the person. These rules are telling you what it means to live in this world, what Olam Hazeh is about. When the Torah is telling you that the Isurim of Znus, the Torah is telling you have to be a person who's a tzenua. It's not just don't do the Maisa Znus. It's in the mahus of the person. It has to enter into what the person is. So Moshe Rabbeinu told them, if the Mount Torah, I want to tell you something. You know, there's an iser of Ritzicha. You know, I kill people. Every nation has this, you know, I kill people. But you should know, when you make a mizbeach, you shouldn't cut the stone. You know, I cut the stones with metal. Metal is makatsa yom of shaladam. To a yid, the idea of Ritzicha has to be repugnant to a person. It has to. Remember, Rav Palm once in a shmooz talked about newspapers. He said, newspapers have terrible pictures. Everyone assumed he meant preachers think of pictures. Isn't that what he was talking about? They have terrible pictures. Newspapers, it's a picture of dead people. It should be that if a person sees a dead body, he can't sleep for a few days. It should rattle a person. It should shake a person up. Nowadays, you see the people who watch TV, they see dead people all the time. The next day, they're standing up again, acting in a different role. You know, they're back. To see a dead body today, but he was saying that to see a dead body, a picture of it, there should be a sensitivity to it. How could there be such a thing? It takes away. The yin has to have a pnimius of be disgusted in my sirtza. So Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, you know, someday you're going to have to build a mizbeach. And we're going to have a rule that you can't cut the mizbeach one of the Tayyip mitzvahs. You can't cut it with metal because it's mekatsa yama shaladam. It's a davar rachik. We're going to have a ramp. And it's not steps because lay segala v'ascha olav. A yid is not just lay sinav. Sneeze has to be in the person. It has to be, the sense of it has to be in the person. We have an Isra by Dazar. So Yidden are disgusted by statues. We don't have statues. Even statues have nothing to do with Avay Dazar. Not a statue. We stay away from statues. Ramesh has a tshuva to Rabbi Chin in Pennsylvania. They were, after Kennedy was assassinated, they got together to all the temples of worship, all the faith got together to have a statue of Kennedy. So you might say in a letter to Ramesh, If they're allowed to be mishtatif, you're not allowed to have statues of people. So yes, Ramesh, if he could be mishtatif to have a statue of Kennedy, it's a very interesting tshuva. Ramesh says you can give money to it. You won't have bailus in it. It's interesting. Ramesh says al pi halacha it has no shavius. It's worthless because there's no market for it. They make this big statue and. Very interesting tshuva, but anyway, that's not my point. My point is, like, a statue of Kennedy? Well, Yidden don't make statues of Kennedy. No one's bowing down to the statue.
Is there a way to reconcile that with your Rambam that says, I should want a cheeseburger?
Oh, so that's a very good question. I'll answer you in a second. The nekuda that he's saying, that Rabbi Isaac Sher is saying, is that Seres HaDibris was supposed to go into the pnimius of a person, into the midas of a person, into the things that a person is sensitive to. That was Kabbalah Satira. It wasn't a repeat of the Mitzvahs B'nai Nayak. Not at all. It wasn't a repeat of the Mitzvahs B'nai Nayak. It had to go into the person. This Nekuda, the Rabbi Isaac Sher learns into these Psukim, Rav Schwab says to explain the Rashi in the beginning of Zayis HaBracha. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to give the Torah, he offered it to Bnei Amma and to Bnei Yisrael. The Lashon of the Chazal there is, they said, "Kol Atzmoiseh Shel Umazu Einei Ela Ritzicha." How can we mekabel Eisirta? Kol Atzmoiseh Shel Umazu Einei Ela Niyuf. Kol Atzmoiseh. What does it mean? Kol Atzmoiseh. It means Esav said, "I know we have a mitzvah Bnei Noach not allowed to kill. Okay, whatever we do with it, we do with it." But it should be the pnimius of our pnimius. Kolatz Moisei Shalom Azul. Rav Schwab says he only offered them the Sheva Mitzvahs of Matan Torah. Ashevach Abanu Mikolaimim. Only Klal Yisrael was offered 613 mitzvahs. The Bnei Noach were offered to come to Sinai and be mekabel the Sheva Mitzvahs at Sinai. What does it mean be mekabel the Sheva Mitzvahs at Sinai? I'm not even in any way. No, the Rabbi Shalom offered that the Umma Yisraelim should come to Sinai and have the same command, the same goal in life, that it should become atzmusai, the pnimius of the person. It should become the pnimius of the person that a person should have this type of a feeling towards the mitzvahs. And they said we can call atzmusai shalom azul. So this is like a sichas musas vart, Rav Schwab's vart. And I do have to point out, what Raymond is pointing out, is that this all applies to mitzvah sichlius. The Rambam says this whole thing that it should be the pnimius of the person is leisirtzach and leisinach and avodah zarah, mitzvahs that could be understood. The Rambam says on a chayk, like not eating chazer or not wearing shatnez, a person should say reitzani. Umaesav avishur shemayim gazarai. There are mitzvahs we don't understand the reasons. We can't say the pnimius of a person should be not to wear shatnez. On a chayk, it does not apply. On chukim, Rambam brings from Chazal, the person should say, Reitzani, I would want to eat it. Umaesev, Abishub, Shabbat, and Gazar Alai. Mitzah Sichlius, it should be in the Pneumius of the person. What I want to point out to you is that most from Jews are just the opposite. When it comes to stealing, they say, Reitzani. What should I do? It's an Aveira. Hopefully, yeah, I'm not going to steal. But Reitzani, I'd love to steal, but what should I do? When it comes to Chazar, they say, Ugh, Chazar. Who wants Chazar? Nobody wants Chazar. So Rambam says, no, no. And Chazi Posey writes on the Umasa of the Gozer alive. If you don't do that, we're okay. But on Gezel, you're supposed to say, Oh, Gezel! Stealing somebody else's thing, that's disgusting. That's what a person's supposed to say is disgusting. And that's the way they're explaining, both the Rabbi Isaac Sher, Rabbi Schwab, are explaining Kabbalah Sater. Good and Shabbos, a good Yom Tov to everybody.